So you're thinking of the person you want to send that message to, and the message needs to be very, very positive. So it's like trust your instincts. It's good to do such and such. Open your heart. Or life is good. You know, if you see someone who's struggling with abundance, you can maybe, you know how sometimes you can see your friends or what have you, and they're really struggling with thinking about things in a different way to you. So, I mean, some people, you might just say, it's not worth me sitting there every day doing this. It's okay, I can set them free. There may be someone at your work that really gets to you. You know, they might really get to you in some way because they're never open to what you have to say or what you have to give. So the message to them may be, one message that I've given to people is when it's really personal, because sometimes the things can be really personal with people in work situations or business situations. I've sent messages as I'm not a competition to you, right? So they get the vibration that I'm not in competition with them. Because sometimes people immediately, you know, they kind of think you're in competition with them and they try to outdo you and they do all of that. And I'll just sit and I'll just send out that message. I'm not in competition with you. It's okay. It's okay. And then they calm down, you know. But it's really a matter of being very focused. When you do this, you can't be thinking about the laundry or, you know, what you're going to do tomorrow or what else can you do. You have to just focus directly on the message that you're sending and the person that you're sending it to. And it can be very fast. It doesn't have to be a long drawn out thing. So we've got the person. Okay. So just take a couple of breaths. Another one. Good. Closing your eyes and calling your guides around you. So you call your doorkeeper, which stands behind you, and your other guides standing to the left and the right of you. Just get a sense of them being there as your eyes are closed and your body starts to relax. Good. Now breathe up into your third eye, your pineal gland. So take your breath up to your pineal gland. And as you breathe out, just imagine that you're sending out a beam of light from your third eye, from the center of your head. You breathe in, you connect with the light of the third eye. You breathe out, you send a light out. It can be a very sharp, laser-like light. It's like a little tube. Okay, good. I want you to imagine that person is sitting opposite you, facing you. And very gently, as you breathe out, you're going to send that beam of light just to the outside of their third eye, So it's not touching their skin. Good. And I want you to imagine that you're sending down that little beam of light, a pink ball. And it can be like a marble or a ping pong ball. And you're sending that pink ball because pink is the color of love and it's gentle and soft. It's not a color that's pervasive or forceful. It's very gentle. So you're sending that pink ball of light down your corridor of light, and then it pops into the person you're thinking about's head, into their third eye. It touches their third eye, and then it pops back into your beam of light, down the beam of light and into your third eye. And when it goes back into your third eye, you get a tiny sense of that person. And then you send it back. And what you're going to do, just for a minute or so, you're going to send your pink ball backwards and forwards into that person's head. You're not thinking of anything. All you're doing is receiving their energy. You're receiving who they are, their third eye. And often that third eye is beautiful and it's gentle and it's kind and it's generous and soft. It's not at all what their personality is. So you're just sending that pink ball backwards and forwards between you and that person. Good. And as you're sending that pink ball of light, and you start to get a sensation of them, you're going to place the words in the pink ball of light. So imagine that inside that ball are the very words that you wish to tell that person, you want them to think about. And now sending that pink ball with the words in it into their third eye and leave it there. And then create another pink ball in your third eye with the same words. Send it again. And another one. When you send the pink ball back into their head, imagine it just melting into their brain, just letting it go in their brain, and then sending another one. So it's like you're sending thoughts into their head of this positive message. And send out more pink balls with the same message. It's as if you're bombarding their mind with the same thought over and over again. And you might say to your third eye, I want you to send out this message to this person, to this beautiful soul, every minute for the next 24 hours. And then in that next 24 hours, I want you to tune into them. In the morning, sit, breathe, make a connection. Imagine them sitting in front of you. Activate your third eye, send the light out, then send the pink ball out backwards and forwards, make the connection. And once you feel you've made the connection, you put your wording in the pink light, in the pink ball, and you send it into their mind. And then you send another and another and another, and you keep sending it like thoughts. These are balls of thoughts going from your mind to theirs. Good. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and